When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Oh, I'm so frustrated.
Hi there and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I don't know why I said it like that. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk in the news and a whole bunch of other stuff. Primarily silly jokes. Let's go. Real quick, I just want to say, I know I beat this to death last week, but I just want to say real quickly, thank you so much for everyone who came out and joined us for the end of the, no, for the full 90 extra time podcast party on Saturday. My buddy Brandon and I could not have been more stoked. We went and got tattooed beforehand. I'm wearing this bandage that I'd never done. I can't remember what it's called now, but it's like a see-through, like stick-on saran wrap that protects a tattoo when you get it. I've gotten a few of them, but I've never seen this before. It like traps the blood that from the bleeding that happened underneath the plastic, though. It looks totally gross. anyway, all right. I hope you're doing well so far. Again, thanks for everyone that came out and joined us and drank beers, and thanks to the Flapstick Pub for hosting us. That was super cool. We stayed way too long. They had to come and kick us out. It was awesome. We'll do it again sometime, and I hope you'll come out and join us. Anyway, I just finished, I wasn't supposed to probably, but I just finished watching the last part of The Mandalorian, episode 3. We're going to take a second here. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about this a little bit. And so if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert. All right. I am so freaking hyped about this dumb show. It's on Disney Plus, the new streaming service from Disney. If you haven't heard about it yet, it's crazy. I don't know how you've avoided it, but good for you. I'm proud of you for not being on the internet ever. My wife told me the other day, she was like, yeah, on I'm seeing posts all over the internet about this Disney Plus and specifically The Mandalorian with this baby Yoda. It's literally only your friends posting about it, she says to me about my friends. She's like, none of my friends, all artists, posting about it. Well, what do you want me to do? I don't, it is a very funny dichotomy, though, of people involved in our lives. What does she see in me? Oh, he does host 3 podcasts. Anyway, I'm obsessed with it. That baby Yoda is fine. I have some problems with it. Anyone who's picked up a cat or a baby or anything, when you go to pick up something that size, the way that you handle it is not the way that they show the Mandalorian handling this baby Yoda thing. I want to know what's going on. I want to know why there's a weird episode coming out on Wednesday. Shout out to my buddy Sean, who pointed that out to me, that they're doing a weird one on Wednesday night instead of Friday or Thursday or whatever the crap it comes out. I want to know why. I want to know why there's only 6 episodes, which I actually secretly love, because like people making albums, you don't have to make a gazillion year long album. You don't have to put 12 songs in it. You don't have to have 45 minutes. If you just have 3 great songs, you want to put them out, do it. You got 6 episodes worth of material, do it. We don't need 22 episodes. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has had the longest, most awesome run because they just do like 10 to 12 a season. And like we're rewatching all of it and we've gotten past the point that I've ever been before. We're on season 13 now. And it's only now starting to get like they're reaching for ideas a little bit. It's still so funny though. So anyway, The Mandalorian, 6 episodes. I'm halfway through like everyone else that is watching it. And boy, do I want more. And boy, do I want episode 9 to not suck when it comes out. Follow-up question. Are you watching The Watchmen? Who's watching The Watchmen? That's almost the slogan, right? I just ask because it's on HBO. I heard some people say that I should watch it, but I don't. None of my close friends are like, yo, you got to check this out. And I want to know if it's something that I need to be on. I don't have a lot of time that I invest into this, so hit me. Why are the Seahawks dropping so many games at home this season? Like, the percentage is crazy when I thought about it.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Oh, the Seahawks look like they could come off the track at any time. But in a very grinded-out way, they keep winning. 17-9 yesterday. And it's fun! Another road victory this time in Philly makes for an undefeated travel season so far. But how have they lost 40% of home games and been perfect on the road? I don't know. Next chance to see them will be a week from today, Monday Night Football, here in Seattle against Minnesota. Even though Macy's is all but gone, Amazon is saving the traditional Christmas star. They use a bunch of office space upstairs in that building, so it benefits them. It'll cost the online giant $250,000 to update that old metal thing. Whew, it's a pretty big ask of the gazillion-dollar company that doesn't pay taxes. Expect layoffs. Jokes aside, at least someone saved it.
You just got news.
Another potty training weekend. How exciting, right? At least there's a lot of time at home to be watching television. So much soccer I didn't get to yet. And specifically, the end of Sumo. The Kyushu Basho. I hope I say that correctly. It's the November tournament. I've now taken part in watching, not participating, but watching 6 tournaments worth of Sumo. It's every other month. They do 6 a year. It works out really nicely. It's time to recover and train for the next bouts. Cool. So finally, after 15 days, you wrestle once a day for 15 days. After 15 days, the guy who is like the Tom Brady times 10 of sumo, his name is Hakuho, and I say that because of the number of wins. Hakuho won another basho. He won his 43rd tournament, which is, I won't get into how crazy that is. But now I'm upset because sumo's over. I went to Japan once upon a time, and when I was there, I met various people there, and I asked them about social media, and they all at the time were using this app called Snow. It's like a Korean app, and that was like sort of like what we use Instagram for now, and so I don't know how to navigate any of that stuff. I just like stick to the American ones that we get caught up in, and then I just decided I was like bummed about sumo coming to an end. I looked up sumo wrestlers. A lot of them are on Instagram, and while I can't understand any of the things they type, they are awesome. Definitely recommend following some sumo wrestlers, some rikishi, on Instagram if you get the chance. Okay, switching gears. I think those Tesla electric trucks look so stupid, like so dumb. There's been a lot of awesome comparisons that people have drawn. I think it's what you get when you ask an 8-year-old to draw what they think a truck of the future would look like. That's what you get from, like, specifically if the kid's from the 80s like I am. It's so bad. It's so bad. I finally saw one angle where it looks like, well, that looks okay. But it doesn't look aerodynamic. It doesn't look anything but triangular and, like, there's this movie called Robot Jocks. If you've seen it, then you know. All right. Ooh, maybe it'll turn into a fighting robot. That would be sweet. Like mech. Ooh, maybe it'll be part of a mecha robot. Yeah! Now we're talking. Anyway, I think they're terrible, and I guess I might not have an accurate opinion about that.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Tesla's ugly truck is a hit. Already racking up a buttload of $100 refundable pre-order deposits. Like a $250,000 of them. They instantly made over $20 million, which is very smart. It looks like something out of Back to the Future 2. Ooh, or Star Fox 64.
Do a barrel roll!
No, I don't think it's equipped for that. Well, the non-Al Gore guy who invented the internet is back to fix it using rules. 9 of them! Yeah, dog. More rules. That's what works great with people on the internet. 9 rules for humans, businesses, governments to better conduct themselves so we can get along. Look, that's way too many. Like, 10 commandments is a thing some people are into? Yeah, most of us could only name, like, 3 of them.
Thou shalt not ask thy neighbor to send nudes.
And finally, an artificially intelligent robot entered a debate about the benefits outweighing the negatives of AI amongst humanity, and it won the debate, convincing more than half of the audience that it would ultimately be a good thing. Well then, give me my Tesla truck. Looks like we're gonna need it to fight the robots because humanity is already being tricked by the machines.
Affirmative.
There you go.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Happy Monday, short week. Let's do this. Thanks for listening to the end of the show. Tell a friend. We could always use more people hanging out together, goofing off. I found that out at the podcast party for the full 90 extra time the other day. It was fun meeting people that listen and then talking dumb things with them. So anyway, if you know someone who likes dumb things like this, here's your chance. Also, shout outs to my friend Catherine, who was like, I love Nerd Talk and didn't realize I could listen to it on the internet. Well, Catherine, you're the best. And so are your 2 dogs with 7 total legs.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in 1 easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.